Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in today. You are tuned in to another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood, and we're looking forward to having some dialogue and discussion with you today on the issue that we will be covering. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face issues, and all of us do, you face, some call it problems and difficulties or situations, but we're faced with issues, and those issues will interface with and intersect with our social life, spiritual life, biblical life, theological, doctrinal positions, political in particular, oftentimes is kind of frowned upon. And there are a lot of Christians that say we ought not to be involved in that. But ladies and gentlemen, God created three institutions. He created the home, government, and then the church. And anything that's discussing or involved in any three of those different areas of life are central Biblicist issues, and we ought to face them without fear or intimidation from anyone. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about today, God created them, male and female created He them. And the subtopic would be child stealing. Child stealing. Ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about these issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. Jesus said to His disciples, "If you continue in My word, then you're My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Found in John 8:31 and 32. And then Jesus said so definitely and so definitively in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." And so let me admonish you and encourage you and challenge you, ladies and gentlemen, as you face an issue, find it in the Scripture. Look at what the Scripture says. See what God's Word says. Let that be the final, foremost, and the foundational decision by which you will determine what you ought to do in that set of circumstances or with that particular issue. Ladies and gentlemen, you can dial us today at 401-1413, 904-401-1413, and join in the dialogue and the discussion. Yes, we're talking about God's creation. The Scripture says, in the first chapter of Genesis, in the 27th verse, God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He them, him. Male and female created He them. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it may be true, as some would believe it, as some would philosophize over it, as the Pope has recently said, that the Bible is not in conformity with society, and therefore it must be rewritten so that it conforms to society. The feminists in America, even among those that are so-called Christians, are saying that we need to eliminate anything that is gendered in the Scripture. We need to eliminate anything that refers to God as him or he or male. We need to eliminate anything in the Scripture that refers to any gender. And we are falling into the trap of Satan and his demonic emissaries today that would have us to discard the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. This is the reason we have those that are talking about transgenderism today. Do we have more than one gender? Are there more than two genders? How many genders do we find in society? Is it possible to transition from one gender to another? Why is it that today our society is bombarded with the fake news of someone being mistreated or demeaned in some way as a result of another person identifying them based on their birth gender? What's wrong with that? I find it fascinating that here's an article about a congressional candidate that confronts a transgendered woman at a Denny's restaurant for using the women's bathroom. The article in jest says this, and let me just summarize it. A woman running for Congress shared a video of herself on social media confronting a transgendered woman at Denny's restaurant for using the women's bathroom. She is running for Republican candidate for the U.S. Congress in California's 44th District. The video shows her going into the women's bathroom at a Los Angeles restaurant to confront someone in a stall. Quote, "I'm trying to use the ladies' room and there is a man here saying he is a lady," she tells the camera. So as she enters the bathroom, the person inside the bathroom tells her what she's doing is an invasion of his privacy. He says, quote, "You guys are harassing me. I'm just using the bathroom and you are invading my privacy," the guest says from the inside of the stall. Quote, "The guy violated my rights," the woman says, "in being in the ladies' room. He says he is a lady. Stupid guy," she says. She tells the camera, "They are putting us in danger." May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, this little snippet from this explosive article is absolutely on target. They're endangering the human race today because of the push by the LGBTQ sodomite, pedophile, perverted group that somehow, some way believes that we should embrace and allow them to simply have prominence in our society. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, this woman that I just read that excerpt from is a candidate, and she stated, and let me just repeat it, she stated of the transsexual, she says, "They're putting us in danger." And absolutely, that is true. We're finding this permeating all of society. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about child stealing. It is a perversion of the Word of God. The Word of God says that God created he, male and female created he them. And either we're going to believe the Word of God or we're going to believe the perverted pedophiles and the perverts in society under the banner of the LGBT community that right now has just about every state, local, county, and federal agency bombarded with their, falsified material that tries to present themselves as being a major dominant force in society. It is not true. But here's an article that's frightening. We're talking about child stealing by the twisted, perverted, transgendered, sodomite community in our nation today. This article says the 4-H LGBTQ transgender revolution in rural America. Quote, "I'm completely dismayed that the 4-H would allow a politically correct agenda like this," says one 4-H volunteer in the small North Idaho town of fewer than 1,500 people, where several dedicated club leaders tell WorldNet Daily that they're worried sick that they will have to dissolve their recently formed 4-H chapter. "Either that," they say, "or support the LGBTQ guidelines instructing the century-old larger rural agricultural youth organization to embrace a radical sexual gender diversity agenda. Everything from being required to use special transgender pronouns to allowing biological men to use women's restrooms, locker rooms, overnight shower rooms, accommodations, and much more." Ladies and gentlemen, the 4-H clubs were established back in the early 1900s. The 4-H Club encouraged, and may I read you from their encouragement status, they encouraged traditional values of clear thinking, loyalty, service, and good living. Almost from the beginning, 4-H has existed under the umbrella of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, with local charters opening under state university extension departments. Here's the point. Recently, while pursuing the website of 4-H's parents' organization, the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, an agency of the USDA, local 4-H leaders discovered an official-looking document entitled, listen, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, 4-H Guidance for Inclusion of Individuals of All Gender Identities, Gender Expressions, Sexual Orientation, and Sexes, published under the logo of U.S. Department of Agriculture, the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, and the 4-H National Headquarters. Ladies and gentlemen, this document is proof positive that there's an agenda. It's a hidden agenda, and it's bubbling, seething to the top today, so that ultimately, finally, we as parents and grandparents are seeing the real push behind the scenes to destroy and to steal the minds and the hearts and the lives of our sons and our daughters and our grandkids. The push is forcing the moral, ethical Christian society to embrace the perverted elements of our society. And it's now invaded our youth, our children's organizations, the Boy Scouts, the 4-H clubs, Even in our grade schools, grammar schools, and high schools, and all of the colleges and the universities today. And now we find parents that are 3, 4, 5, 6-year-old kids, and they are saying that their child wants to transition to the opposite sex. Have we lost our mind as society today? I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead with your question or your comment, please.
Well, it's interesting to me, Dr. Youngblood. The left always, you know, purports itself to be, you know, pro-science, but it seems like in this case, the left is yet again anti-science. You know, this gender identity stuff they're coming out with, it's not a legitimate component of physiology, you know, the way a living organism works and functions. It doesn't seem to be a legitimate component of genetics, where, you know, that's a component of the study of heredity and variation. We don't see it there. We see it in psychology. You know, literally, you know, it's dealing with the human mind. It's not a component of their real body. It's an aberration. It's an imagination. Historically, psychology called these things like body dysmorphic disorders or gender dysmorphic disorders. They were recognized as disorders. Today, they want to embrace the disorder and say, hey, you know, this is normal. This is okay. You know, poor Bruce Jenner. We can't be sure of what his mental diagnosis may be, and I don't want to, you know, throw the fella under the bus. But it seems that it's a psychosis. You know, it probably shouldn't be treated with major radical surgery. Years ago, they gave folks these frontal lobotomies to treat psychological disorders. Today's gender reassignment surgeries seem even more absurd than the frontal lobotomies. But somehow or another, the left wants us to embrace that as the norm and acceptable and decent and right. I don't get it.
That is so well stated, Greg. In fact, I have an article that I'm looking at. It says, transgender family forces their children to live a warped lifestyle, and it's shocking. And it goes on to talk about how these parents have been so brainwashed, and perhaps we need to go back to the lobotomy surgery to change the brain of some of these people today. Because some of these families now taking their 3, 4, 5, 6, 7-year-olds and saying that, you know, my little boy wants to dress, put a dress on, my little boy wants to wear pink shoes, and therefore we're going to start him on the transgender or the transition so that he can become a little girl because he recognizes that's what he is internally. In fact, this article says the LGBTQ activists have been targeting children in the schools and through media outlets, but at least at home, the children had been formally protected. And now they've gotten into the homes through the moms and dads that have believed the lie of the LGBT communities, and now they're wanting to make the transition for their sons and daughters. I'm frightened by it. I'm appalled by it. But it's all because it is not true science. As you said a moment ago, it hadn't been but a few years ago that it was considered a psychological malady. It was a perverted mind and was treated as such. But today, there's a push to embrace it as being legitimate and okay.
To me, I mentioned the lobotomy. You have before stated on this air that, you know, folks are many times so open-minded their brains fall out. So, you know, along that vein, they've kind of lobotomized themselves. So you're right. Amazingly, today, according to these psychological journals and the study dealing with folks with these gender identity disorders, there are now dozens of, according to them, identified genders. You know, they are legion. You know, I think of the fellow in the scripture that, you know, had a problem and he was possessed and he said, you know, we're legion for we're many. You know, these folks, it seems like this disorder is legion. It's many. And one of these identified genders, according to a research paper I was recently reading, they identify it, they call it verangender, V-E-R-A-N-G-E-N-D-E-R. Look it up. It's crazy. And they define this as a gender that seems to shift or change the moment it is identified. What is that? What? Somebody help me. What is that?
It is called demonic activity. It's called demonic activity. And demons are alive and well in society today, and it's raising its head through the transgender, the LGBT, sodomite, perverted, pedophile movement that's in America today. What frightens me, Greg, is that we have so many of our politicians that's openly embracing this. We have so many of our so-called educators that's openly embracing this. We have so many of the so-called psychologists that I believe need to see a psychiatrist, and they're openly embracing this as being normal. And yet, with all of the statistical data, we might have maybe between 1% and 2% that identify with this perverted lifestyle, and they're trying to recruit our kids through the efforts that's being put forth and making it look as though this is science, and it's not. What do you find in relationship to a thought about it being biological and true science?
These folks on the left have expressed a lack of scientific minds. It's amazing when they developed this entire notion of anthropogenic global warming. Of course, they said global warming. What they were meaning was anthropogenic or man caused. You know, man is causing global warming, and the whole planet is going to burn, and it's all our fault, and we need to just do this and this. It was amazing. They carried that line for a while, and they screamed, everybody that's against this, they're anti-science. But then when the satellite analysis comes back and it shows that this planet's been kind of static on its supposed warming trend, static or declining in temperatures, and that went on for 14 years, then 15 years, then 17 years, I think we're 19 years plus, during that time they decided we'll call it climate change instead of global warming. And the climate change, everybody knows the climate changes. I mean, it gets warmer in regions and cooler in regions and all, but literally the long-term studies for hundreds of years, retrospective analysis, we're not nearly as warm as we've been in the past. In the past, it was much warmer when there weren't SUVs running around. Underneath the Mendenhall Glacier that has been in retreat for over 118 years now, it's been in retreat for that long, they found a stinking forest underneath Mendenhall Glacier, all these remnant stumps of trees that were over 1,000 years old. These folks on the left are anti-science. But interestingly, what they always do, whatever they're guilty of, and in this case they're anti-science, whatever they're guilty of, they point the finger at the opposition and say, you're anti-science. If they're guilty of lying, cheating, and colluding with Russians, what do? They point to the other side and say, you're guilty of lying and cheating and colluding with Russians. So pretty well, anything that comes out of their mouth, anything that comes out of a radical leftist mouth, you can guarantee they're guilty. They're guilty themselves, but they're not just anti-science. They're anti-dictionary. We have a simple definition for sex or gender in the dictionary. I mean, it's male or female, right? I mean,
yes.
It's the state of being that it's identified in the dictionary as the state of being male or female. So they're not just anti-science, they're anti-dictionary. I mean, can you imagine, can a 50-year-old man identify as a 7-year-old girl? Only in left world, not in dictionary world, not in science world, but in left world, a 50-year-old man can identify as a 7-year-old girl. Can a white woman identify as a black woman? By the way, we know Rachel Dolezal tried that for a while. By the way, she's up on welfare fraud charges today.
Yes.
You know, that doesn't happen in science world. That doesn't happen in dictionary world. That happens only in left world. I mean,
left
can
world
a
and,
senator of European... I'm sorry. I'm
going to
rant here.
No. You're right. The left world is exactly what it is. In fact, it is through the schools today and our school boards. Here's an article that says, school board stunner. There's no biological sex. And the article goes on to talk about the fact that, let me just read it already, each public school student must suffer through 80 hours of sex ed. And that's not a typo. It's not eight. It's 80 hours. They call it family life education. But everybody knows that that's a joke. You won't find lessons on building happy marriages and happy families. No, instead, you'll find hour after hour after hour of instruction on your evolving sexual identity, on the proper handling of contraceptive drugs and devices, on how to get consent for sex. And it goes on to talk about how it is destroying. In fact, I read one article where a student simply said to his teacher, if you please, if I can do a hypothetical, he said, teacher, according to science, there's not but two sexes. You know what the teacher did? The teacher summarily excused him from the class and said he couldn't come back to class because he was disruptive, because he said there was just two sexes or two genders that's found according to biology, and yet he was removed from the class. But we're finding more and more of those that are talking about the transgender, and it is generally a giant experimentation on our children. And what our audience needs to understand is that 40% of those that get involved in the transgendered approach, either with the kids or with adults, makes no difference, but over 40% attempt suicide. Here's an article that says that people cannot change their sex. An individual who identifies as a transgender attempts suicide staggeringly high at high rates. About 40% of them try to kill themselves, and the rate says that about the same before and after going through any medical procedure for any transition of what would be considered their preferred sex. So this is the reason I have said that we're talking about in the broadcast today. Did God create Adam and Steve or Adam and Eve? Did he create male and female? And are we finding, are we seeing, literally, are we watching the stealing of our children in America?
This is child abuse at its worst. These folks are not only detached from reality themselves, but they seek to detach the next generation from reality. I mean, you have many of them today screaming for socialism or socialized medicine. Essentially, as much as they decry Trump for wanting to build the wall and make Mexico pay for it. They had a great day with that the other day.
Yes, they did.
They have absolute conniption fits over that. They don't think Trump can build the wall and have Mexico pay for it, but they believe that they can live lives of indecency and immorality and make Christians pay for it. That's the reality. When we talk about, you know, socialized, I know this is far afield, I know this is way off subject, but when we talk about socialized medicine, the idea is we want to live lives of all sorts of promiscuity, all sorts of perversion, and then what we want to do is make you Christians and the rest of society, we want you to pay for the illnesses that we incur because of our perversion. We want you to pay for the sex changes. We want you to pay for the abortions. We want you to pay for the AIDS. We want you to pay for... That's what's really... This sort of things has been going on in the educational system since John Dewey ran the National Education Association 100 years ago. This has been in the works, in the plans, for a long time, and it's because Christians have refused to be salt and light in the community that we're in.
That's it. In fact, I have felt, and I will make a dogmatic... By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. You can join in this dialogue and discussion by dialing 401-1413, 904-401-1413. Get you directed to the studios and the microphone so that we can have this dialogue and discussion. If you have any questions or comments, we're talking about God creating two genders, that is male and female. And we're talking about, as a result of the transgender LGBT movement today, the stealing of our children. We are discussing this with a caller that just called in. And one of the things, Greg, you just mentioned about the price that's being paid. I've said several times, if Christian ministries and Christian organizations were to be caught involved in secretly teaching our children the Bible, secretly telling them about Jesus, secretly taking them to church, the fake media and the leftists would be going absolutely bonkers, going crazy, and they would be demanding prosecution of the pastor and the Christians doing so. But yet we're sitting back embracing, and society seems to be embracing, in a lackadaisical, dazed state of mind that allows this to continue. And yet the recent report, sex disease surged to the highest record in the U.S., the article says, and I quote, sexually transmitted diseases surged to a record high in the United States last year with more than 2 million new cases. This was the highest number ever in the record-keeping system of the United States of America of annually sexually transmitted diseases, according to the surveillance report of the CDC. I don't know of anything that would be any more frightening to any parent than to realize that our kids are being stolen. They're being absolutely stolen away from moms and dads, and stolen away from the norms of what has been taught in Bible study and Sunday school worship services, and we're simply sitting back allowing it to take place. And just as you said, Greg, we need to be salt and light in society. That means that we need to shine the light on darkness. That means we need to be a salt that will be a preservative in the decaying society.
Yes, well, it seems to me that most of these things go back to a detachment from truth. Truth has been clearly defined as fidelity to the original. When you have a definition, you don't get to go and change that definition to meet your current needs. That definition of that word, you know, that word has to mean what it means. If you put that word in a contract, a year later, 2 years later, 20 years later, 30 years later, that word and that contract better not have changed meaning. Otherwise, the contract changed. But literally, the left would have us sold out to a fraud. The left would have us sold out to a lie. And it seems, and I don't want to make light of this or pun of this, but I mean, even when you have a senator, when a United States senator stands up and identifies herself as a Native American, everybody knows that she is a European, apparently of European descent, and she gets made fun of as Pocahontas, you know, fake punis. That's Elizabeth Warren. But she did this to herself. She identified, according to what I read, she identified herself as a Native American when she applied for a job at Harvard University. Got a really nice job, and I'm sure the fact that she identified herself in such a minority status benefited her. At least that's the way it seems. An April 24 story just came out a month ago here. It says, real Indian running against Senator Elizabeth Warren sues after city tells him to stop calling her a fake Indian. Matter of fact, he has a billboard. His name's Shiva Araduri. Shiva Araduri. He's from India, so that kind of Indian. So, in any case, he has a billboard that says, only a real Indian can defeat a fake Indian. Now, see, we make light of this. This is kind of funny, but she did this to herself. She did this to herself. She embraced a fraud. She got Harvard, potentially, to embrace a fraud. She wants, much like the left wants, they want folks to embrace a fraud. I mean, I know I'm far afield. They want us to embrace the fraud of the Venezuelan model. This fraud of socialism, it doesn't work, it fails every single, all around, on the psychological side, on the sexual side, on the financial side, they want us to embrace a lie, they want us to embrace a fraud.
They're doing that, and the thing that frightens me, Greg, is that it's affecting our children, our boys and girls, sons and daughters, grandkids. Here's an article that says, don't tell parents. Teachers are instructed to let the transgender students bunk with other students. And the article goes on to talk about a school district in Maryland has instructed teachers and faculty to let transgender students bunk with any other students of any other gender without any identifying of them and, quote, do not tell their parents. It is simply a fraud that's being perpetrated upon society today, and it's being sequestered under the banner of we want to be politically correct and we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We don't want to offend anybody. But, ladies and gentlemen, 98% of the American citizens are offended by this perverted pedophile pervert lifestyle that we're being asked to embrace and destroy this generation of our children. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not but two sexes, and that's male and female, and God created us that way. We've got about a minute left, Greg. Give us a wrap-up on what we've talked about today and what our listeners need to understand.
But believers need to realize that this is a rabid, dangerous cancer. This will destroy the host. It has destroyed institution after institution after institution. Just weeks ago, it continued with its destruction of the institution formerly known as the Boy Scouts of America. Now, keep in mind, because of this aggressive cancer in the Boy Scouts of America, their next major annual encampment, I forget what they call it, they've literally, according to the stories out on the net today, they've literally said, hey, we have tons of condoms to be available at this encampment. Think
condoms
of how
and,
far
condoms they're doing that, Greg. They're saying condoms and alcohol, and they will have over 200 nations and territories of Boy Scouts meeting together, and they will be bunking together, hiking together, trailing together, and they're saying that condoms must be made available to all of those participants. We've got about 30 seconds to go, but I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we need to teach our children the Word of God. We need to keep them in church. We need to watch them, guard them, protect them. Be careful of who your child is with, where they go, what they're watching, and what they're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. We're looking forward to meeting you on the air even tomorrow as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.